Holiday shopping is one way to measure the state of the economy, and of course the unemployment rate is another. It's now above 10%, but that's a total number. The number is higher among certain groups, like people with disabilities. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports on the challenges facing one American.
A telephone call to Lenny Keppel at his home outside Chicago starts like this.
Hello, this is the video relay service. I'm interpreter number 3555. Are you trying to reach Leonard Keppel?
I am. My call reaches a sign language interpreter. She then connects to Keppel. They can see each other because they're both on video phones. I'm not. I'm on a regular phone. The interpreter listens to my questions, then she signs them over the video phone to Keppel, and he answers in his own voice.
Hi, Joe. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. It's good to talk to you.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
The video relay makes it easy for a deaf man like Keppel to use the phone. Still, Keppel got laid off from his job this spring as a software test engineer. His whole department took a hit. And now, when he talks to a prospective employer, he says the relay system can get in the way.
In my case, you know, I can talk and I can convey my technical knowledge. However, when they ask me questions, the interpreter is going to hear terms that they've never heard, and they're going to try their best to try and tell me what's going on. But still, it makes it very awkward. And it could sound like often that you're hesitant, not confident, not really understanding what's going on.
Keppel's been laid off before, in 2002, when the company where he'd worked for 23 years sent jobs overseas. It took 3 years to find a new job. It's hard enough for anyone to find work in this recession, and much harder for someone with a disability. Economist Andrew Houghtonville at the University of New Hampshire says when the unemployment rate hit 10.2% in October, the numbers were much grimmer for working-age people with disabilities.
So it's quite dramatic. You're talking about an unemployment rate for people with disabilities of around 17.5%.
And the numbers look even more dire when you consider how many people with disabilities have given up looking for work altogether, so they don't even get counted as employed or unemployed. Richard Horn is with the Office of Disability Employment Policy at the U.S. Department of Labor.
21 million out of 26 million people with disabilities were not even in the labor force.
Surveys show most of these people want to work, but after looking and getting nowhere, they stop trying.
So they're not looking for work. They feel there are no jobs for them. They are very marginally attached to the labor force. For our thinking is that it's this persistence for people with disabilities not being in the labor force. And why is that? That, to me, is the challenge.
One problem is that workers with disabilities often rely on government health care, but they can lose it if they make too much in salary. So there's a disincentive to work. Another challenge is that employers might underestimate someone's ability to do a job or fear they'll get sued if things don't work out.
This recession is really different.
Barbara Otto of Health and Disability Advocates in Chicago helps people find work or social services. Only states have cut back on assistance.
In past economic downturns, state budgets weren't so tight, and people might be able to access post-secondary education or other vocational training to help them improve their odds of getting a job. But now with state budget cuts, it's really tough.
At age 54, Lenny Keppel's a realist.
Because the economy is so bad, I'm actually doing a two-track approach. I'm looking for jobs, and I'm also getting ready for an early retirement. I would probably have to sell the house. I would probably have to move to a state where the cost of living isn't quite so high. Beyond that, I don't know. I've never been retired, so it's going to be a learning experience for me.
But retirement's expensive. He's already buying his own health insurance, and without a new job, he'll have to apply for disability benefits. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.
Thank you.